So I'd like to do a short meditation now before the channel of Kryon, and I invite you to close your eyes and slow your breathing. And as you slow your breathing, you're sending a beautiful message to every cell of your body to relax in the arms of God. Relax in the arms of Spirit. In the relaxation is where you give the allowance of the purity of God to come through. And so we remind you that the purity of God exists within every molecule and cell of your body. And so it's not an allowance of an outside source coming in, but rather it's a relaxation and an allowance of an inside source going out. And the more we can sit in this state of relaxation, that is where the intuition will come in. That is where the allowance and permission for love to come onto you, embrace you, hug you, wash over you, and then it transmits to those who are around you. It transmits into the dirt of the earth. The animals will know it. The plants will feel it. And they are connected in that alliance of relaxation, allowance, and peace. And it is in this energetic posture of relaxation that you will then get the third language of love that is being transmitted by Kryon as Kryon delivers this next message to us.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the month that we're going to talk about something so familiar to so many, and especially something that is happening on the planet right now that is current. We told you that this month we are going to talk about fear, and perhaps in a different way than we have talked about it before. In 2021, again, I'll tell you, we did the four faces of fear, explaining to you some of those things which all of humanity has on a regular basis. And they've had the things that we talked about for eons. But suddenly we come across something a little different. The current fears. The ones that we're looking at that make no sense. The ones that are more germane to the culture, perhaps, that I am in, my partner's in. And that's what we speak about today. This may seem controversial to some of you, but it isn't. It's about fear. In this particular case, like so many of the other fears we have, these are programmed into you. Sometimes from birth and sometimes from events. And it's the kind of thing that we'll call consensus reality. When you hear things a certain amount of time, whether they're correct or not correct, and they say to be afraid of them, you are. Last week we talked about that which makes no sense at all, the fear of God. Why would anyone fear the creative source that loves you beyond measure? And the answer is because there are so many of you who have grown up with doctrines that actually say to do that very thing. And after a while and hearing it for so long, that's where your mind goes. And you end up fearing that which is love. These are the kinds of things, dear ones, it will keep humanity in a box that they cannot escape from. They can't escape from it without someone saying, did you think perhaps it could be bigger? Or did you really analyze what they told you? And most of the time you don't. Now, this is, I would say to you, an attribute of the energy you've come out of. It's an energy that comes out of old energy thinking, three-dimensional living, and the way things have always been. Suddenly on this planet, there is a change. If you start to ask those who have channeled like this, and you go back to the indigenous and ask them about their wisdom and what the shamans will say, there begins to be something we'll call connecting the dots. And that connecting the dots brings you to this. Right now, you are here with an earth that is changing paradigms. Real paradigms. Paradigms of thinking. And if these paradigms are going to be changed and accurate, that means that's going to be a little bit of re-examination of what you've always felt was a truth. What I'm about to tell you may seem controversial to some, but don't let it be, please. Just listen. It's about fear. There will be those who wish to hold you back from light. By the way they treat you, even in emergencies, where they handle you, even though you're in need, they will give you only what you need to know, perhaps, and then twist a little bit so you're afraid. Dear ones, this is the old way of things. This was always the way of things. It has to do with control of the population. It has to do with control of consciousness. And it's not conspiratorial. Look at it this way. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it's done. Because it's old energy. So let me ask you this. Have you seen any old energy paradigms in the emergency that you've just gone through on this planet? COVID. I sat with a group in Iceland when COVID first came. Sorrowful it was with the number of deaths that occurred. An emergency, indeed it was. But I told you when I sat with that group when it was first exposed, I told you this, that there would be those who make it more fearful than it even is. As awful as it was, and the deaths that were there, and as sorrowful as it was, rather than uplifting and help, you would have those who would take you down and make you even more afraid. I said these words back then. There'll probably be those who wear masks for the rest of their life because they are afraid of any virus, and that this pandemic would change their lives forever instead of for a few years. And that's exactly what has happened. And if you look around at the way it was treated, the first thing you saw was this, that those responsible for informing you, for keeping you safe, for instance, would only report the deaths and how contagious it was and how careful you had to be. And what was missing was the recoveries. There were no lists of recoveries, only deaths. And so in that psyche of yours, there was an implantation of fear. Again, this has nothing to do with the controversies of that, which is COVID, that you may have heard of. It has to do with the programming of fear. Dear ones, this is an old, old paradigm. These 2 years later, what you're seeing is exactly what I told you, that they have frightened so many so thoroughly that there's no logic or sense to what you see them doing today. The fear has been implanted. So there are those walking around who will always be afraid of a virus. Always. You'll see the ones in their automobiles wearing a mask with their windows rolled up and the air conditioning on, not aware of any of the science that a virus could not be there. But they're so afraid because of what they've seen and what they've been told and how they felt about it, the deaths they saw, that they'll never take that mask off when they're in their car. A desert island, a man walking his dog with his mask on the beach, realizing the virus isn't 1,000 miles from him, but he's safe, isn't he? Because of the fear that has been implanted into, nothing to do with masks, it has to do with fear. This is new. And I'll tell you, it's right on schedule. Not COVID, not the virus, not the controversies, but the fear that was implanted into a population that stayed. Do you see how easy it is to manipulate those with fear? And it's not over. You will see it continue. This is an old energy that doesn't want you to awaken with any kind of light. This says perhaps, just perhaps, there are other ways. When you get through the pandemic, there are other ways to see this, even without seeing those who have recovered. And I gave you those too, and I'll give them to you again now. You've got light. You can turn to that which is your light and your consciousness. And after this pandemic is gone, you can say, "Dear Spirit, let nothing touch me that's inappropriate for my body." Let that which is my immune system be strengthened because of a higher consciousness that I have. And if that is something I should have, a virus in my body, let it be just like a cold or the flu, which we've had before, and then I recover, and then I move on. And that, dear one, is the common sense approach at this point in time, at the end of the pandemic, where you would not then be afraid for the rest of your life. And there are those who want you to be. Because if they can control your fear, then you will not have light. And I will tell you yet again, and if I had so many times, that the way you shut down light is by creating fear. There will still be those who want this to be controversial. You see, you mean those who told us this and that were not right? That is not what I'm telling you. I am saying to you that they used fear as the tool. And they could have used compassion. They could have had a compassion of kindness and accuracy in order to get through these things in a better way. Masks or no masks, it doesn't matter. They could have handled it differently. They handled it in an old paradigm method, which has made the planet afraid. If and when this happens again, I would hope that there would be light workers in places that would say, "Here's what is happening. Here's what you can do. Here are all the ones recovering. Here's the hope." So that you won't have the fear for the rest of your life. And as we said in Iceland, when this all started in the beginning of 2020, that there would be those afraid till their last breath. And there were, and there are. And it's not needed. It's not needed. How many of them were robbed of their light at that moment in time and still are, and walk around afraid? Viruses are alive. Dear ones, I've told you they have a consciousness, not like yours, but there is. There is a survival within a virus. Did you remember what I have told you before? That when your consciousness meets theirs, there are ways of mitigating them and reducing them to the attributes of a common cold, or perhaps a week or two of discomfort, and not death. That these things are controllable by consciousness, and it's been done over and over. There is so much more here than you were ever told. Don't be frightened of the biology out there when you have so many tools that can thwart them, mitigate them, make them like a common cold or a flu, even though there are those who will tell you they're deadly, get away from them, and wear a mask for the rest of your life, no matter where you are. It's time to wake up and see that which is an agenda by those who would give you fear in so many layers, in so many reasons, in so many ways, so that you won't show your light. I warned you that there would come a time when the darkness would start to battle your very light. And sometimes they'll come at you in ways you don't expect. And they just did. Don't let this be controversial. Just listen to me and understand. Don't let anybody make you afraid. It's not worth losing your light. The God that created you knows your name and created light in you, which can then just expand so much. Now that you're through this, let the light shine. Let the light shine. And so it is.